This is Headed Fresh Call for a review of Jeremy Bamber case. Supporters of a man who was wrongly jailed for rape have joined calls for a review into the conviction of White House Farm Toll St. Darcy murderer Jeremy Bamber. Andrew Malcolmson was cleared of rape last year after being jailed for life in 2003. There was never any DNA evidence connecting Mr. Malcolmson to the crime. He was acquitted after forensic tests linked it to an offender on the police database. The case led to criticism of the Criminal Cases Review Commission, which failed to fund the tests. They were paid for by the charity Appeal. This week, a demonstration was held outside the Commission's offices in Birmingham, which has been investigating Bamber's conviction for the murders of Neville and June Bamber, both 61, Sheila Caffell, 28, and her six-year-old twins Daniel and Nicholas, at White House Farm in 1985. Bamber, who's 63, has always denied the shootings, blaming Sheila, a paranoid schizophrenic. He says police officers concealed evidence and tampered with the crime scene. At the protest, members of campaign groups warned about potential conflicts of interest from former police officers working on review cases. Emma Morris of the Jeremy Bamber campaign team said, "There are many people fighting their cases with the commission that may have thought the problems they were having with the review were unique to them. As Andrew Malcolmson said upon proving his innocence, I am not the only one." A commission spokesman said, "We make impartial, evidence-based decisions. We do not make decisions on the basis of external pressure from anyone."